This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual, with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're talking about plastic waste. Are you using more plastic, single-use plastic during this pandemic? If so, how? What are you doing? If you're not, also tell us why.
Teach us.
Yes, teach us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter, and on Instagram. A quick look at the poll, Frida, before we jump into the comments.
All right. So, yes, food delivery, that's 69.1%, a whopping 69.1%. Yes for PPE, 7.2%, and no at 21.7%.
Over on Instagram, we have 74% for yes, 26% for no, and a couple of comments.
Yes, we've got lots of comments here on WhatsApp here. So there's one here from 8577 said, not just plastic waste per se, we have contributed to massive loads of waste, especially disposable face masks, all those wrappers and boxes used for delivery, the earth with a crying emoticon here. And then from Sihua said, no, I cook. I always have stainless steel food containers in my car of each for hot soup, fork, spoon, and chopstick in case I have to eat on the road. Wow, she's prepared, man. Various types of bags, a cooler too. One recycled good plastic bag to ask the fish sellers to put in. I never have to buy plastic bags for my tong sampah. I bought plastic food containers only twice in my life. Ikana Power Center accepts wet waste, so happy learning about 2 months ago. I've been sending mine over since then, all right? Thank you for teaching us. My headache now is I don't know where to send my glass bottles. So you, as you are a brilliant example. Then after that, a friend here, I recognize her face, June Liu, said, just went and tap out some food, bought my own containers as well as containers for chili and extra lard, but forgot container for eggs. Sigh. Then here, Tian Yun, very interestingly, he said, he said, yes, of course, why not we return to the paper bags takeaway era? In the past, I wonder if you remembered Kedai Runchit long ago, they packed customers' pick bags into paper bags. We already have paper boxes, cups, bowls, just adding the old ways, the way we used to do it. Say, order more pizza will lead to less plastic because in a paper box.
But
just, okay, which is very interesting.
We'll come back to that point.
Very interesting. Yes, my debit card.
Not that kind of plastic, but okay, thank you.
Another very important point here from 6554 said, this is a company. We are a wholesaler for biodegradable and compostable packaging products. So this is, I guess you do a search under Rakan Pengedar Product Biodegradasi Kementerian Wilayah Persekutuan, right? They only use biodegradable and compostable products with Serum Eco Label certification. Many traders buy bioproducts in China and self-declared as bio, and this gives a bio a bad name. So do your research around this. Just before that, also, we want to go to the history about plastic bags, right? Because it was actually invented by this guy called Sten Gustav Tullin in 1959, right? The Swede engineer, right? And the bags were developed as an alternative to paper bags, which were considered bad for the environment because they resulted in forests being chopped down.
So that's the thing, right? You know, we started out with plastic bags to solve the paper bag problems, and now
back in the day, they were significantly stronger than paper bags, which meant in theory they could be used over and over again.
Right.
1959, how things have changed.
Yeah, and as promised, we said that we talk a bit about bioplastic. Now, with the rise of plastic usage, plastic waste, especially during this pandemic, there may be an avenue for bioplastics to finally take center stage. Now, what are bioplastics? Now, there continues to be confusion that all bioplastics are made from plants and can break down completely in the environment, but it does not.
Okay, so the term bioplastics is used to describe bio-based plastics, which are plastics made at least partly from biological matter, and those bioplastics, which are biodegradable plastics, can be completely broken down by microbes in a reasonable time frame.
Yeah, so companies are striving to design 100% bioplastics which are recyclable, compostable, biodegradable, and at the same time reducing society's carbon footprint relative to incumbent plastics and making everyone less depend on fossil fuel consumers. Products.
All right. So this trend naturally is most prevalent in the packaging industry, and governments and industry organizations are influencing the transition with standards or regulations, either encouraging or mandating the use of environmentally friendly bio-based products.
Yeah, but consumers are also demanding greener and safer products, right? In the midst of a global pandemic, COVID-19 appears to have given plastics a more important role due to the need to securely protect ourselves by wearing plastic face shields or working behind plastic shields. materials. There's the PPE, your face mask, you know, ensuring food and personal items are protected with impermeable packaging and providing gloves for everyday use.
Right. So in healthcare, plastic is indispensable in its ability to maintain sterility and provide medical devices such as syringes, insulin pens, pacemakers, and prosthetics. However, majority of these products come from fossil fuel feedstock and thus contribute to a global plastic waste problem. So unfortunately, the low production volumes for bioplastics has resulted in the use of fossil fuel plastics for these applications, especially during this pandemic.
Yeah, so global bioplastics production currently is just a fraction of the more than, I think it's like 360 million tons of plastic produced annually, every year, 360 million tons. Global bioplastics production in 2019 was at 2.1 plus million tons, and growth is expected to be modest, reaching 2.4 million tons in 2024. It's 5 year difference, still less than 1% of annual plastics production.
Right, but there are some recent bioplastics innovations and using emerging, which uses emerging to foster wider scale bioplastics adoption and supportive public policies. For example, 7-Eleven Japan switched to plant-derived bioplastic wrappers for all rice bowl offerings in July 2019. Thank you, Japan. Similarly, Germany has supported the use of certified bio-based and compostable bio-waste plastic bags since 2015.
Right. So some of the other new innovations include bioplastic containers made from rice starch with a high degree of thermal resistance and mechanical strength, edible bioplastic food wrappers made from corn and shellfish byproducts, and also some Lego kits that now contain sugarcane-derived bioplastics. So, you know, it's fun, and also it's really exciting to hear these new innovations. And these new innovations could, in the immediate future, reduce dependence on fossil fuel-derived plastics. They can also improve our carbon footprint at the same time and mitigate pollutants. You know, so you know that. In hopes, you know, we'll create a more cleaner and healthy environment.
I remember a couple of years ago, I mean, you know, using plant-based was tapioca. It was actually, you know, as I remembered reading about it, and I was like, okay, interesting. I would buy if I need to, but you know, I was just going to use my recyclable cloth anyway. But there is an alternative. I'm sure if you search for it as well, right? So you know, think about it, because but there's also you need to read up a lot, like the production to do this, right? What is the impact to environment? So it's tough, but I think let us be aware and do as much as possible wherever we can.
So our roadmap was started in 2018. The zero waste. Plastic waste roadmap started in 2018 for 10 years. We still have a couple of years to go. We can get on board that train. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
We're asking you on the show today. I'm being optimistic, you know. Are you using more plastic waste during this pandemic? If so, what are you using? Where's this plastic waste coming from? Is it food delivery? Is it online shopping? is it your face mask, PPE, gloves at the supermarket? Get in touch and let us know. Also, if you're not using more plastic waste, teach us. Tell us how you're doing this. Share your tips with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of messages to get through on Instagram. We have plenty of people just chiming in to tell us on IG, you know, amazingly. But for now, we've got New Order with Regret. When we come back, we're going to be talking about spending Chinese New Year virtually. Yeah, stay tuned for that. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.